Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joe is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. What a great record Joel has in supporting us. He's one of the great futurists of our time, a living legend around here, I can tell you that. He's the author of a number of books on the future, on foresight. The legendary book, as far as I'm concerned, is Paradigms: The Business of Discovering the Future. It's a companion movie, the film that you need to check out as well. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Just as a little aside, by the way, I was talking to my star thrower people, and just before the virus endemic, sales had gone up 40% on all my stuff, so somebody's looking again at this stuff.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm expecting a little commission on that because, you know, I talk about
absolutely
it all the time, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, every third article has got some reference to you in it that I write. Hey, Joel, I want to get into a couple of things real quick because you got a lot of COVID-19 coronavirus reporting to do. But first, I think we need to bring people up to date on the some of the graphene news. You know, folks, years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago, Joel was telling us about a new element called graphene. I mean, literally a new discovery that probably, maybe in my lifetime, Joel, maybe in your and my lifetime, this will become so ubiquitous we don't know how we ever did without it. Tell us about the new stuff with graphene.
Well, first of all, I want to tell a story. In the 1800s, 1700s, aluminum was considered a precious metal. And it was so precious that Napoleon had his plates, not his plates, but his silverware made out of aluminum just to show how wealthy he was. Today we have aluminum rolls in our drawers that we use for everything, and we think nothing about throwing it out because it's so
cheap. We use it once and it's trash.
Right. Graphene is going the same route. Mm-hmm. Right now, if you wanted to buy a ton of graphene, it would cost you somewhere between $67,000 and $200,000 per ton. Can't do much with a material like that except very specialized things. Thanks to Rice University and Jim Flower, who I keep saying deserves a Nobel Prize, they have developed a process called flash graphene in which they are able to produce graphene flakes, which is kind of like taconite balls, you know, it's the same kind of thing. From graphene flakes, you can make everything that you want. They can produce it so completely and so quickly that the cost is going to plummet.
Wow. So a graphene flake would be like essentially like a building block of that element to become something.
Like concrete.
Aggregate. Like the aggregate
powder.
The concrete.
Aggregate, yeah, but before it's used. Mm-hmm. And then you can reuse it. The thing that's important here is it can take, his process can take anything that's carbonaceous. So old tires, food that's rotted away and so it has no food value anymore, and any plastics, the list goes on and on and on, and convert it into this pure, really useful graphene flakes. And it does it in less than a tenth of a second.
Wow. So our consumption becomes part of the cycle instead of going into a dump.
Oh, exactly right. In fact, all dumps now are reverse value because there's a huge amount of carbonaceous material buried in the dumps.
Somebody's going to build a business model where they buy dumps and dig them up and start processing it, and they'll securitize those dumps like they do an oil well or something.
And buy the old tires that are scattered all over this country. We have mountains of those tires, all accessible.
That right now are an environmental nightmare.
Exactly right. And by the way, there's excess gas that comes out of the process,
yeah,
which can be captured and used. It has,
wow,
value. So everything that goes through the electric arc, it's called joule heating, but it's basically an electric arc that hits,
wow,
the carbonaceous material and in milliseconds converts it into flakes. In fact, it does it so fast that the tool that it uses doesn't even get hot.
Mm-hmm.
It happens that fast.
And think about how that would change our paradigm about carbon. We've come through a period where people hated carbon, and we'll have a different attitude about it, won't we? A new paradigm.
Well, it makes it all valuable.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, taking carbon, CO2 out of the air and taking the carbon out of that is great because you have the carbon to convert
it into a product. And nobody was telling us about all of that before Joel Barker. And you heard it right here on this show several years ago. Right back with Joel Barker. We're going to talk about some of the new stuff he's learning that we need to be a little excited about in response to the COVID-19, the coronavirus. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.